Alrighty, so I've arrived at, where is it again, CJ? We're at Bar Music Hall. Bar Music Hall. In Shoreditch. I'm with Avner. Hello, Avner. How are you again? Long time no see. It's probably like 2-3 years?
Yeah, 3 years, I think.
3 years in New York. So back then, for people who don't know, Avner is the CTO or CEO or captain of the ship, we should say, of Boxy.
Yeah.
Boxy has just launched a hardware device back last year. From D-Link,
end of November,
which is their first foray into hardware.
Right.
You have this piece of software that's been open source for quite some time. Just to give people a backstory, it is like a set-top box for media for web TV,
right?
Basically. Yeah. Most people will know it as that. If you don't know what it is, go to boxy.tv, download it. It's awesome. It runs on most things. They have got a hardware unit as well. So you just got in from the States. It's been a mad 3 years. If I look back at where Boxy's come from and where it is now, what's been the challenge in those 3 years? What has been the, you know, the biggest surprise so far?
Well, you know, when we started the company, we wanted to build a box, and then, you know, we tried and pitched our story to investors, and everybody told us it's crazy to build a box. So we decided that we'll focus just on software, and we wrote the product so it can run on Linux and Mac and then PC, but we never let go of the dream of getting a box out. And yeah, when we met, Boxy was just a piece of software at the time. I think it was in alpha, actually, even before we came out in beta.
And you had it, and just to quickly go over that, you didn't let go of that box thing, did you, at all? I mean, you were like, I really want to make the box, but the landscape wasn't ready, really, was it?
Yeah, and I think, you know, our software wasn't ready, and, you know, we couldn't still finance such an undertaking. And then, you know, we got the beta of the software out, and we got some traction with PC users, you know, geeks, you know, for no other words, that felt comfortable enough with getting a PC and putting the software on and figuring out the solution for a remote and how to connect it to the TV. And then we were able to work out a deal with D-Link to make a Boxy box like we always wanted. And then for us, it was a major undertaking to move from PC and Mac and Linux to embed a device, you know, a whole new set of challenges. And then at the end of November last year, we were able to bring the product out. And now it's, you know, it's selling, and we're releasing firmware updates for the product and trying to get people to get it into their homes.
Sure.
It's an amazing experience.
So, I mean, the one that you download is version 0.9. I think the Boxy Box is 1.2 now, is
1.1,
it?
1.1.
1.1, okay.
Yeah, we'll try and bring the PC Mac up to date. It just takes us a while because we're still, you know,
It's a transition period to bring them all unified, which is a long task. So, in those 3 years, what size is the team now? You're still based in New York, right?
Still based in New York. Now we're getting close to 40 people.
Wow. How do you manage 40 people?
I don't know that I'm managing that well.
You just go in and you hope that certain thing milestones are achieved.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, for many startups, the size growing from, like, you know, when you're 10 to 15 people, you accomplish a lot and everybody knows what everybody else is doing and, you know, it's all singing fine. I think when you grow to like 30 to 50, it's like the organization has to adjust. You know, it's every startup, right? You
start,
you have people that
the
are
culture.
Not... Yeah. Culture and management and updating all the people, and, you know, there's some level of hierarchy, so it's a different, you know, it's a new challenge for our organization. So I think we're going through that now because we're growing the team. We're probably going to be about 65 people within the next 12 months. And we also recruited our first team member in the UK, in London.
Awesome. So, I mean, we should get onto that because that's the whole point why you have an event. You've got a packed out venue tonight, 400 people.
Yep.
You must be pretty stoked about that. It's a nice little
contingent. Yeah, it sold out. We were surprised. You know, we were expecting about 200, we thought. Yeah, so it should be exciting.
So how does Boxy maintain sort of that passion for this space? Because there's a lot of people doing set-top box stuff. There's, you know, Apple are doing their iCloud thing, and you must have thoughts about what you're going to do in the cloud, and you must have, like, something on the map for that. So how do you keep your passion, and where are you going with Boxy? I mean, you've done the hardware thing now. That was always one of your big things to do.
Yeah.
So you must have, like, oh, we've done that. What else can we do?
Yeah, I mean, I think... To us, ultimately, the success of Boxy will relate to how well we execute on product. Can we get the content to the users? Because even if you make an amazing product, but you can't watch your favorite show or movie or, you know, soccer game, it's not that great. And then is, you know, how we continue to be inspiring on the product side. I think being a startup and being small, we can be more aggressive, we can have a personality. And I don't think it's a winner-takes-all market. It's not that everybody's going to have Apple TV or everybody's going to have Google TV, you know? So there's, I feel there's a space for us and that we can control our own destiny. We just need to, you know, carve our niche. And I think what we bring to the table in terms of the experience, you know, it's focus on video as the key and discovery and investing more in social and having a personality that is more a bit playful, you know,
well,
and irreverent.
I think you know exactly where you are in this space. I think you knew social TV was coming. I think you knew there was going to be sort of, you know, you've got a great user base of hackers and geeks who, like, you know, from before when it was XNBC kind of environment. And you're absolutely right. This environment is a free-for-all for most people. So what does Boxy want? You know, you've got an idea of what you're going to make. You know, if you could have... I've just been talking about Gigabit before we got onto this interview. What would Boxy love to see happening in the sort of video sphere in the next couple of years that you'd love to tap into? Is there anything that comes to mind?
Yeah, I think still there's a big challenge around content availability. So still, if you want to watch, you know, a live game or live news or something that is just airing now, it's still in most countries... it's not available, yeah, and that's not a technology challenge. That's completely a business challenge. And you know, it's not in our control to change it. Nobody's gonna bend over backward and change his strategies just because of boxing. But you know, I think our timing is good in the sense that there's much bigger player than us that are pushing in the same direction, right? Apple now has what they said yesterday: 225 million credit cards on iTunes.
Right,
and Xbox has 30 million Xbox Live, and PlayStation, I don't know, have 20. So it's a critical mass of people that are with credit cards, over the top, watching video. So it's you know, it's a significant distribution platform for content. So we hope the content will follow the users, which kind of makes sense. So that's something that I hope that over the next couple of years is gonna mature. And then I think once the users have access to all that content, the challenge that we need to solve is discovery. Because it's just mind-boggling,
right,
the amount of content. And when you, in many cases, when you sit down at the end of the day, you know, after work or school or whatever, you know, you just want to watch something.
Right.
In many cases, that's your mindset.
Right.
You're not searching, you're not like browsing for 10 minutes in order to find a 5-minute clip. You know, so we need to find a way to expose the great content that is already available to the user and make it fun and make it as passive as we can, and just support this new universe for people where they can dive deeper into the stuff they really love and they can immerse themselves with content in ways they couldn't before.
So would Boxy maybe partner with a third party for some kind of sentiment engine for that, or is it something that you'd want to take on yourself?
We'll probably work with others. I think it's kind of, you know, somebody needs to crack it. It's this combination of algorithm for, you know, what you watch and what you're following, together with what your friends are doing, together with, you know, what's currently trending and what's new. Right, so it's all those. It's the combination of what's out there and how do you make it relevant for you. So at the end, the experience is not like channel surfing TV today, which is
mind-numbing.
Yes,
like just masses of stuff on the screen.
Right.
Quickly, just to finish, tell us a little bit why Boxy is setting up in the UK. What's the idea behind that? Is that just a presence thing, or have you got other things that you're going to do?
So, you know, we had some, for our downloadable software, we had, you know, some good traction in the UK. I think London is our second city after New York. I think maybe San Francisco, but London is, you know, is up there in top five for sure. And, you know, we got to know a little bit the environment in the UK, you know, working with the BBC, talking with the other players, looking at the environment here. In some ways, it's more friendly to over the top than US in some ways, and we would love to see if we can make a difference here and connect with users here, and if we can make something happen in the UK, maybe that's a way for us to replicate in other countries in Europe. So, you know, we live in New York, but we have also R&D in Tel Aviv, and I think being you know, kind of more international.
It stands you up, yeah.
You know, we're less, I guess, US focused in our mindset. We realize that there is a world beyond it.
Right.
And there is different dynamics. And some barriers are not technology barriers, right? And not cultural barriers, they're business barriers. And the business and regulatory environment is different from country to country. And I actually think maybe in Europe it's going to be a place where, you know, over the top and internet as a delivery platform for video is actually going to surpass the US, maybe.
Without doubt, without. Avner, it's always a pleasure.
Same
Thank
here.
You very much.
Thank you.
And all the success in the UK.
Yeah, I mean, we're very excited.
I can see that. You look stoked.
Yeah, very excited. And I hope the event today will be fun.
Cool.